Good afternoon, everyone. For the purposes of identifying who we are, this is the Senate Judiciary Committee. And the date is January 27th, 2024. And for the record, we have quorum. We're going to change up the order of our agenda a little bit today. The Minnesota Peace and Police Officer Association, due to the late start of our committee, cannot present today, so we'll have to bring them up at another time. So we will begin with Senator Westland's bill, Senate File 571. While you're getting settled, I have to amend what I just said. This is the year 2025, not 2024, as I made. So
that is correct.
Senator Westland.
Thank you, Senator Limmer. Thank you so much. So what we have before you today is Senate File 571, which provides some updates to the Uniform Trust Code. And I do have Lauren Barron here, who is from the Probate Trust and Estates section of the MSBA, who's going to be helping me explain this bill to the committee today. Primarily what this bill is mostly technical updates to the trust code, which actually has not been updated for roughly 10 years or so. But I will ask Ms. Barron to maybe help with the walkthrough of the bill so folks can get a handle on what this bill is doing.
Senator Westland, I believe you might have an author's amendment, the A2 amendment?
Correct. Thank you, Senator Limmer, for reminding me. I do have the A2 amendment. Again, this has a couple of more technical changes to it. And if you'd like me to move that now.
Why don't we move that now? Senator Westland moves the A2 amendment. It's an author's amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment carries.
Thank you.
Senator Westland.
Thank you. And Chair Limmer, I will be deferring to Ms. Barron to help us walk through the bill and explain the changes that are being made to the Uniform Trust Code.
Senator Westland, did I hear you right that you had you were having other amendments on the A2 amendment, or is that in proper form?
I believe that this is the proper form now. Thank you,
please,
Senator.
Please proceed. Would you identify yourself for the record?
Yes, my name is Lauren Barron. I'm appearing on behalf of the Minnesota State Bar Association for the Probate, Trust, and Estates Law Section.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I'm happy to answer any questions as we go forward, but essentially this was put together as a series of changes that were brought together from practitioners in the field of trust and estates over the course of 10 years, studied and determined to be good technical changes to our trust code, which was last amended 10 years ago. So that was the process to get here. There are some ancillary chapters of the Minnesota code that would also be affected, but all just relating back to the area of trust administration, essentially. The first section here, starting with line 1.12 of the bill, talks about powers of appointment and the rule against perpetuities. This is a highly technical area of the law, but the idea here is to extend the amount of time that a trust may continue before it needs to be fully vested in the beneficiaries. The idea of this is also to make our state more competitive with other states that are doing the same thing. And Minnesota tends to lose out on trust jurisdiction to other states who have already continued down this path. And so I believe it's somewhere in the realm of about 35 states or more that have adopted an extension to the rule against perpetuities. And this is meant to bring Minnesota in conformance with that. Moving on, we have the changes to 501c30. I want to make sure I follow correctly here. 501c0301. This is a section of the trust code which deals with virtual representation. So often when you have to do something with a trust, there are unknown, unascertained, or future beneficiaries. And so It has allowed that certain current beneficiaries can represent future unknown and unascertained beneficiaries or minors, beneficiaries who can't otherwise consent. And so these are some adjustments in that area that would allow, essentially expand some of the ability to represent others who can't represent themselves. Moving on to 501C0411, I believe is the next section that's affected. This is line 4.2 of the bill. We have termination or it affects modification or termination of a non-charitable irrevocable trust by consent. This deals with the ability for a person who is appointed as an agent under a power of attorney not to be able to modify a trust unless it is specifically a power that's specifically granted to the agent. This actually came up in a court case and was decided by our Minnesota Court of Appeals, I believe, and I believe it stopped at the Court of Appeals, maybe the Supreme Court. But the idea of this change is to be in conformity with what our courts held was the law in Minnesota of how an agent may or may not modify a trust agreement when the power is granted by